West Australian farmers involved in the live cattle trade are demanding that the federal government clear up the uncertainty about exports to Indonesia. About 2,000 cattle are held up at Port Hedland. The West Australian Farmers Federation says the owners of the herd have been informed they have to wait for a decision from Canberra. David Webber reports.
Paul Brown manages the cattle yard in Port Hedland where the animals are being held. He told ABC Radio in Perth the owners were informed last night that they couldn't be loaded.
You know, there's 2,000 head that are ready to go. Everything's been followed. All the protocols have been followed. Trucks were lined up ready to be loaded last night when we were told to pull up. Well, the trucks have had to leave because they've got other work to do. They've gone all the way to Port Hedland to do nothing, so they've lost a hell of a lot of money doing that. The cost of the cattle in our yards, we're accruing, or the owner of the cattle, which are the exporter, accruing a large bill for feeding these cattle probably indefinitely at the moment. We've got staff sitting around twiddling their thumbs.
Mr Brown says some of the cattle were brought to Port Hedland from the south of the state. He says there are other animals waiting to come into the yard.
We would like this problem solved, but so would the whole export industry and the top-end pastoral cattle industry, because this just doesn't affect the top end of Australia with the cattle. If they have a suspension of trade, then that will affect all the southern producers as well, because there will be a flush of cattle after the muster at the moment. Where are all those cattle going to go? They can't go overseas, and all the abattoirs in the south will be flooded with northern cattle probably. That will affect the southern beef market as well. The processors aren't going to willingly just say, oh, we'll keep the prices where they are.
It's understood that the cattle were scheduled to go to Class A abattoirs in Indonesia. WA Farmers President Mike Norton says the owners need answers.
Some of our members have got cattle that were destined to go on that ship that was booked for Port Hedland to be loaded at 9 o'clock last night. It would appear that the Australian government via the Department of Agriculture and Forestries and Fisheries have revoked the loading permit. And we believe that there's very little feed left to feed the cattle in the feedlot.
Why were they told not to load the cattle?
We have no idea at this stage. Obviously, the line's gone dead into Canberra. I know there have been numerous people trying to contact Canberra from yesterday, and there's very little information flowing out of Canberra for the last 24 hours on this whole issue. Obviously, it's in a political abyss in Canberra at the moment. There's an animal welfare problem that the federal government has created, and the owners of the cattle and the ship owners have no idea as to what they're able to do.
Is it the case that the government may be making a decision as to whether to freeze live exports to Indonesia, which means that these cattle may never get onto a ship?
It would appear that way, but there's no information coming out of the federal government, DAF or Canberra at all at the moment, so nobody has any idea whether there's a freeze in the wings or whether there's some other arrangement going to be made. It's total chaos at the moment.
The Australian Quarantine and Inspection Service, the Department of Primary Industries and the Office of the Agriculture Minister were all contacted for comment, but no comments were provided before airtime.
David Webber.